For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri lawmakers are heading into the last week of the General Assembly session, and Jason Rosenbaum reports that lawmakers could finish work on a host of major priorities.
Lawmakers have a slew of proposals to consider this week, including COVID-19 liability protections, a gas tax increase, and a government-issued photo ID requirement to vote. They could also take up a prescription drug monitoring program to combat opioid abuse. GOP Representative Phil Christofanelli of St. Charles County says the fact the Senate passed a tax credit program last week to help fund education scholarships could open the floodgates to other bills.
I don't think it's unreasonable to expect that you'll see a lot of movement in the House on priorities of the Senate. We could be in for, you know, a productive final week of session.
Lawmakers have until 6 p.m. Friday to get their regular session work done. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says a state law that prevents cities from enacting their own gun control measures hamstrings his efforts to address the city's gun deaths. Lucas says he would like to promote city ordinances to stop easy access to illegal firearms, but a 2014 state law prohibits such local rules. A bill to repeal the state's prohibition on cities passing their own gun measures was filed, but did not get a hearing this session. Senator Eric Burleson, a Battlefield Republican, says Missouri's high rate of gun deaths is not in any way connected to the state's gun laws. Missouri Democrats may try to use the final days of the legislative session to either force changes on bills they don't like or scuttle GOP priorities entirely. Jason Rosenbaum has more from Senator Lauren Arthur's appearance on Politically Speaking.
Perhaps the only leverage Missouri Democrats have to prompt the GOP legislative supermajority to compromise is the Senate filibuster. And that tactic becomes much more powerful in the last week of session when there's a finite amount of time for Republicans to get bills to the governor's desk. Arthur says that Democrats are especially interested in pushing back against a requirement to show a government-issued photo ID to vote.
I just see it as part of a larger pattern to disenfranchise people when political outcomes don't go the Republicans' way.
Republicans have long sought a photo ID requirement, contending it will stamp out voter impersonation fraud. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia police are investigating after vandals damaged an historic marker commemorating the 1923 lynching of James T. Scott. City officials say the marker on the MKT trail was removed from its base and recovered nearby. The marker was unveiled by University of Missouri students 5 years ago to recognize the lynching. Scott was accused of a crime before he was dragged by a mob and hanged. The damage occurred a week after several people gathered in memory of the lynching. Mayor Brian Treese called the damage, quote, a blow not just against the memory of this atrocity, but against our community conscience. The city is working with the university to replace the marker. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.